A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 46 degrees.
Emergency traffic for southbounders trying to get through Davis County. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We are following breaking news to start this half hour in the avenues where firefighters are on the scene of a two-alarm house fire.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live on the scene near L Street and First North with the very latest, Mary. Oh, we're getting Mary in just a second. She is following this breaking news of a two-alarm fire. Do we have you, Mary?
Yes, Amanda. So I've just learned now, just barely, from Salt Lake City fire officials that this fire started in between two homes. They're very close together, and it somehow started in between the homes and then quickly spread up to both roofs and both attics. So that's why we've got firefighters with long ladders standing on top of two homes right now, knocking holes into the roof, letting that smoke escape. Don't know how it started. We do know that there are no injuries. People evacuated safely. But this was a two-alarm fire, and they're going to be on the scene for a while, knocking this out and taking care of things. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We've also followed a developing story in Davis County this morning where it appears a car crash on I-15 led to a rescue on some nearby train tracks. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik live on the scene near I-15 in Paris Lane with a special in-depth report. John?
Tim, it's been a scary morning over here by I-15. I'm right about 1 mile from the Parish Lane exit. That's where this happened. What we know is that a northbound Front Runner train and a vehicle made contact right around 6:50 this morning on a section of UTA tracks between Pages and Parish Lane, right here in the Centerville area. Now, it's not known at this time how or why the vehicle came to be on the tracks, and UTA spokesperson Carl Arkey says this could have been a tragic situation. And we're having some problem with Arkey's audio, but essentially what he told us earlier today is that what happened was a highway patrol trooper saw the car on the tracks, got over there, and was able to pull the individual out of the car. So the Front Runner train and the car still collided, but no one was injured miraculously in this incident. Now, as we've been following all day, there's been traffic holdups here on I-15. Where I am by Parish Lane, it's starting to move a little bit, but it's been slow. If you're just about to leave now for work or something else, get out there because there is holdups in this area. Reporting live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
It looks like Democrats have a new front runner. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, Democrats running for president turned their sights on Senator Elizabeth Warren during last night's debate in Ohio, solidifying the notion she is the front runner. Warren says she's ready.
I will outwork, outorganize, and outlast anyone.
The debate had a lot of talk about President Trump and impeachment.
I think what would be a disaster if the American people believed that all we were doing is taking on Trump.
Senator Bernie Sanders regretted afterwards the debate did not cover climate change. They also skipped immigration reform. Vice President Pence and Secretary of State Pompeo are off to Turkey.
We're asking for a ceasefire.
President Trump says sanctions should convince Turkey to stop their invasion of northern Syria, targeting Kurds. But President Erdogan is saying today he won't meet with Pence and will not agree to a ceasefire against what he considers terrorists. And classes called off in Chicago public schools tomorrow ahead of an expected teacher strike. Mayor Lori Lightfoot says teachers have been offered a massive pay raise, but the union says they want smaller class sizes, more support employees. The union's recommended a strike, but a vote has not yet been taken. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, we'll get a look at your traffic and weather in a couple.
We get more now from last night's Democratic presidential debate near Columbus, Ohio. Two of the candidates got into a heated exchange over gun control legislation. CNN's Anderson Cooper asked South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg about gun buybacks or confiscations, and former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke joined in as well.
Mayor Buttigieg, just yesterday you referred to mandatory buybacks as confiscation and said that Congressman O'Rourke has been
picking a fight to try to stay relevant. Your response on guns.
Well, Congressman, you just made it clear that you don't know how this is actually going to take weapons off the streets. If you can develop the plan further, I think we can have a debate about it. But we can't wait. People are dying in the streets right now. We can't wait for universal background checks that we finally have a shot to actually get through. We can't wait to ban the sale of new weapons and high-capacity magazines so we don't wind up with millions more of these things on the street. We can't wait for red flag laws that are going to disarm domestic abusers and prevent suicides, which are not being talked about nearly enough as a huge part of the gun violence epidemic in this country. We cannot wait for purity tests. We have to just get something done.
This is not a purity test. This is a country that loses 40,000 of our fellow Americans every year to gun violence. This is a crisis, and we've got to do something about it. And those challenges that you described are not mutually exclusive to the challenges that I'm describing. I want to make sure we have universal background checks and red flag laws and that we end the sale of these weapons of war. But to use the analogy of health care, it would be as though we said, look, we're for primary care, but let's not talk about mental health care because that's a bridge too far. People need that primary care now, so let's save that for another day. No, let's decide what we are going to believe in, what we are going to achieve, and then let's bring this country together in order to do that. Listening to my fellow Americans, to those moms who demand action, to those students who march for our lives, who in fact came up with this extraordinary, bold peace plan that calls for mandatory buybacks, let's follow their inspiration and lead and not be limited by the polls and the consultants and the focus groups. Let's
Mayor
do what's
Buttigieg,
right
your
while we
response.
Have time to do what's right.
Mayor Buttigieg?
The problem is in the polls. The problem is the policy. And I don't need lessons from you on courage, political or personal. Everyone on this stage is determined to get something done. Everyone on this stage recognizes, or at least I thought we did, that the problem is not other Democrats who don't agree with your particular idea of how to handle this. The problem is the National Rifle Association and their enablers in Congress, and we should be united in taking the fight.
It was a fascinating conversation between Mayor Pete and Neveda O'Rourke on guns last night on KSL News Radio.
Now we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with a look.